Back on the Young Turks here, Ben and Cenk with you. We're joined by Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown. Senator, welcome to the show.
Good to be back with you guys. All right.
Thanks for joining us, Senator. We appreciate it. I got to start off with the question we've had now for over 6 months. I got to ask you, why did you vote for the Military Commissions Act?
It's a bad vote.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I vote to correct it.
So you regret that?
I take responsibility. It was in the heat of the campaign, and I made a mistake.
Mm-hmm. So if it comes up again, you're going to change the vote.
One Senate Democrat also up for re-election last year who also voted against the majority of his party on the Military Commission Act was Florida's Bill Nelson. In addition, earlier this month, Senator Nelson cast a decisive vote against a measure that would have halted funding of the CIA's secret interrogation program. At the time, Nelson said, quote, "I don't want to bar the use of appropriated funds or limit a future president's decisions with an Army field manual that is designed for the military and not the intelligence community." The day after the so-called torture bill vote last year, WMNF attempted to speak with Senator Nelson on why he voted that way. He failed to return that phone call or subsequent ones in the following weeks. Brian Moore is a peace activist who ran as an independent against Bill Nelson for the U.S. Senate last fall. He said he's not surprised by Nelson's votes.
Well, I just think it's coming home to roost. I mean, we're getting what we paid for, you know, the people that they knew what he stood for, and he's just being consistently conservative and consistently, I think, anti-democratic. The Democrats don't seem to want to hold him, his feet to the fire, or hold him accountable. So I think it just falls into that category of the two parties being really one party.
There was much excitement among liberals last fall after the Democrats took back both houses of Congress for the first time in 12 years. But much of that excitement has dissipated. A Wall Street Journal NBC News poll released last week found Congress's rankings actually below President Bush at just 23% support. The same poll also found that only 41% of those surveyed said they would vote to reelect their individual member of Congress. Again, activist Brian Moore.
I think that there is a great disappointment on the part of the American people toward the Democratic Party now. They just see it as really a one-party system, and that they're both dependent upon corporate funding and are willing to compromise to retain their power at the, you know, at the expense of principle. And it seems to be party over principle and party over peace and whatever happens in the long run, is they don't seem to feel like that they're going to be held accountable for it.